and welcome to Blue Valley's Unmuted podcast. This marks the first episode of a special series within the podcast called The Learning Connection. In this ongoing series, we will focus on topics related to teaching and learning in the Blue Valley School District. My name is Kelly Ott, and I'm the Executive Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Innovation. I'll be the host of this exciting series. This Learning Connection will also connect our families and our community to learning and teaching in Blue Valley more than ever before. Let's get started. Today, we are focusing on career-ready programming, and we have two great guests to help share their stories within this topic. Adam Wessel, who's our Director of Career-Ready Programming, and then a student, Cameron King, who's a junior at Blue Valley North, and is enrolled in the Welding and Metal Fabrication Program at Johnson County JUCO. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Adam, I'm going to start with you. Just what exactly is career-ready programming, and why are they so important these days?
So our career-ready programming is in collaboration with Johnson County Community College, where we have students who attend their home high school for half their day, and then they go over to the campus of Johnson County to participate in a program in a variety of areas, everything from automotive technology to construction management, culinary, welding, as Cameron's in, HVAC, plumbing. And what it allows them to do is learn from professors who are experts in those areas, have at their disposal the latest technology and resources that are offered in that industry, and really gives them a real-world learning experience where they can learn and then apply what they learn by using it there at Johnson County Community College and all that they have to offer for our students.
Great. So this isn't new, right? Career, it just may have a different name than folks may have known in the past.
I think a lot of people would maybe remember back to vocational education or a program similar to that when they were in high school. The beauty of it now is that, the job market in these areas is
booming.
Yeah. And so our students have an awesome opportunity to be able to take this experience, take their learning, take certifications that may come through that program, and then go out and get really high demand, high paying jobs that can be sustainable for an entire career.
Right. So I love how the word career ready is focusing on the word career, and that this is actually a path that a person could take for their entire, working adult life. And so the focus is really on, what is that lifelong field where the earning potential is high enough and attractive enough to really pursue. So that might be a differentiator between vocational ed and career ready programming. So, the job market clearly is different than 20 years ago. And tell me what you've learned in your role. I know you're in touch with employers all over the KC metro area. And what have you learned so far about the job market?
They want our students to come work for them. they are desperate. We interact a lot with various business partners, different industry professionals in the KC Metro, some of those that serve on our advisory councils, and nearly all of them are speaking to the workforce demands and the crunch that they're feeling. In a lot of these industries, the workforce is starting to age out, and so they are very much looking for that next generation of these industry professionals who can come in, work, within their company. They're looking for students that, in addition to the skill set that they can learn through welding, but also those skills that we often coin as soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
Being to work on time, being coachable, taking constructive criticism, and all of those things that go along with being a professional. And so what we're trying to do in this program is not only teach them how to do the actual job, in Cameron's instance, how to weld, but also some of the other things that come along with that will serve these students professionally for a long time.
What I'm gathering from your response is, are these programs and the areas that Blue Valley's pursued as opportunities for students really is based on a local job market with really broad-ranging career opportunities with good earning potential.
Absolutely. And so these students are getting out on the sort of the cutting edge of being able to get into this at a relatively young age. For instance, you know, a junior in high school who gets to experience this and begin to learn and then set themselves up at a very young age for a long career if that's the path that they ultimately end up choosing.
That's really super exciting. Are there ways that this program is beneficial to those who may not know exactly what they want to do in their future? Or what advice would you give someone who's considering this?
Sure. Well, I would say give it a shot. The other beauty of it, and, you know, of course, we love to see our students get involved in one of these programs and see it all the way through and earn that credential and find a great job and stick with it. But on the other side of that coin, high school can very much be an exploratory time, and it should be. And so,
what a great time to try things out. It's
absolutely
kind of low risk.
Right. So, you know, students can be involved in one of these programs, and from time to time, some realize that, you know, this is not what I thought it was, or I've had a change of heart. And that's a win, too, and that's okay. You know, we've saved that student potentially a lot of time after high school.
Money.
We've saved them money.
College, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the
I'm
other thing.
I'm a Plan B educator.
Yeah.
I have a degree in something I'm not in now, too.
I'm right there with you.
I appreciate
among
that
many.
Angle.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, families who are in this program, too, it's at no cost to our students, little to no cost. And so it's an opportunity to really start to make a determination on what path I want to go down at a relatively young age, and allows them a lot of time to change their mind or change their paths. And it's not as, they're not delaying, you know, their
right.
professional life to the extent of if you go to college and you get that 4-year degree, go work for a year and, you know, then you're 22, 23, 24 years old and realize, this isn't really what I want to do. So it's kind of back to the drawing board.
Great. Great. Let's talk to Cameron a little bit. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, of course.
Tell me, what sparked your interest in welding and fabrication, and how did you end up in the seat you're in?
Yeah, well, I've always been into just, like, making things, like in my garage, finding anything, like my dad's old tools and just some wood lying around, just do stuff with my hands. And I thought, like, and my mom told me about this program she saw on the Blue Valley newsletter, and I'm like, that sounds amazing. I mean, I've always had a hard time in school, not necessarily just like with like grades. My grades have been fine, but just being in a classroom, it's just hard for me just to sit there and try to take in the information as I'm just sitting there with nothing to do. And then this came around and just sounded like the perfect thing for me, and I think it is.
Excellent. So as a junior at Blue Valley North, tell us what your typical day looks like. You get up, eat some breakfast. What happens next?
Yeah, I just take my drive to JCCC, which I thought would be a lot worse than it is, but it's really not that bad. After doing it a lot, I just go like and to have some time, like just in case there's any traffic on the highway or anything.
Commuting is a real world skill.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're learning that. Great,
yeah.
Great.
And it's our classes, we start with usually what is like, they say 1 hour of like lecture, but most of the time it's shorter than that. And then we go into the lab for pretty much the rest of the time. And that's when our instructors just let us kind of go free. They kind of just give us the assignment, what we need to do, and then just let us do what we need to do to get that done.
Great, great. And then do you go back to Blue Valley North
oh,
at
yes.
some point?
Yes, after the class, we get out at around 12:50, and then my North class starts at 1:27, so I have plenty of time to get from JCCC to North, and usually get out a little earlier.
Right.
And
benefits
so,
of college, also
yes,
things you are learning, yes.
Yes.
So is there anything you've learned about yourself as a student in this program?
I think the main thing is that I really do like welding a lot, and I'm better than I thought as working in teams, because sometimes we'll have to work in teams to,
yeah.
like, do certain things, like oxy-fuel cutting. Sure, you guys aren't
super sure. I know nothing
sure.
about
yeah.
that,
but,
so
yeah, that's
I'm
going
to leave
example.
That to you.
Yeah, but that is one thing, and the people in the classes are just always so great. Everyone's so nice, especially the instructors. They're so helpful.
Great. So when it comes to North and making sure that you have your graduation requirements and you're kind of ticking all the boxes that you need as a high school student before you get to go be a college student the other half of your day, you know, did you work with your counselors? What did that look like?
Yeah, I would talk to my counselor, Mrs. Katie Bosch, and also Mrs. Sarah Barron a lot about all my courses, and they have helped so much. I felt like I really haven't had any struggles with any of these things, and it's been really great because, I mean, they've just helped so much with everything.
They've made it work. Oh, yeah. And found they a path it. For you. Yes. Great. You're speaking to an audience out there. You don't know to whom exactly, but what advice would you give students, and maybe even as important, what advice would you give their parents if their students, you know, expressing some interest in this?
I say go for it. I mean, there's nothing really to lose, and if you don't end up liking it that much, it's still a super great skill, and you don't have to go forth with this. I mean, if there's a time you want to do it, now's the time, because the school helps so much with it and paying for it, and you just have so much help, and it would be so much easier now as opposed to later.
I think what I'm hearing you say is one of the maybe the draws is that you get to kind of do college, but maybe with a little bit more support than right after. So it's kind of a scaffolding, if you will. Use that word, maybe. It's kind of a construction-y word. There you go. So million-dollar question. Sounds like you love welding.
Yes.
Tell us what your plans are for your future as they are today, knowing full well they could change.
Well, I definitely think I would like to become a welder, but I don't like, there's in these welding jobs, there's many different levels than just being a welder. There's and that's the main thing that I think is good about this program. But to become like higher up in a welding position, you need to not just know how to weld, but know about like the processes and like everything behind that. And that's what we're learning most about at JCCC. They're really trying to get us to learn about everything behind the processes and everything that'll get us to like higher paying jobs as opposed to just a base level welder.
Great.
And that's why I think it's such a great program.
I love hearing that they too look out for not only what is the entry level place for a highly qualified person like you to enter into this field, but what are the career moves afterwards if you would choose to take it. I'm excited to hear that that's also something that they value and teach.
Yeah.
Great. So Adam, if the student's interested, what do they do?
So, you know, right now actually enrollment is getting ready to get started in a lot of our buildings with communication going out. Myself and Sarah Barron, who Cameron mentioned, who are in the middle, primarily Sarah out just doing in our recruiting efforts, going into schools, visiting with students. We have some upcoming informational nights in January. On the 19th, we have our dual degree info night at Johns County Community College. On the 25th, we have an open house at the Overland Park Fire Training Center for our fire science. And then on the 27th at Johns County Community College, is an open house informational night around the Career Ready programming. So, you know, they can go and have a chat with their counselor. They can get a hold of Sarah and I. If they're interested and if they let someone know in their home high school, we'll find out. And then, you know, we'll reach back out if we need to. You know, we're open to setting up conferences with individual families and students to talk through this experience, answer any questions that they may have. You know, we want students to be able to go in with their eyes wide open and have an idea of what this experience is going to entail. And we want to be able to provide that level of support to set them up to be successful from day one. So, you know, if you're interested, just let someone know in your building or let Sarah and I know, and we'll get you all the information you need to ensure that you'll be ready to go in the fall.
Great. I'm going to grasp something that you mentioned, the dual degree program. For those folks that are listening right now that haven't heard of what the dual degree, what exactly is that?
So we also offer, in collaboration with Johns County Community College, a dual degree program where these students are actually enrolled at Johns County Community College full time.
Wow.
And so they do not take courses in most instances in their high school. There are some that do for athletic eligibility, but by and large, they're full-time students at Johns County Community College. So they take their coursework over there. They get credit, obviously, at the college. In addition, we transcript their courses in Blue Valley. So in theory, you know, a student could start as a junior, be in our dual degree program for 4 semesters, junior and senior year. On average, they take about 15 credit hours per semester, and then they can graduate high school with a Blue Valley diploma, and in addition, earn their associate's degree from Johns County Community College. And
wow, what a jump start for those students.
Absolutely. And this program as well, like all of our career-ready programs, no cost to the students or families. So it's, again, another great opportunity to help students get a head start. Some students are at the point where the high school setting is just not ideal for them, mm-hmm. and they want to get going on the next thing. And so this is a perfect opportunity for those students so that, you know, they could go to a 4-year school after high school and really be at a point where they're basically a junior in college, and college up to that point is not cost them a dime. So
wow,
awesome opportunity. Again, if families or students are interested, you know, that's something they can let counselors know. Again, reach out to Sarah and I. But another just opportunity that we've opened up with the Community College Johns County, who's been an unbelievable partner.
Excellent. I love that there's different programs for different needs or different opportunities for different kids.
Yeah, and we continue to look for other opportunities at Johnson County Community College.
Right, what's on the docket for next year?
Yeah, so in addition to the ones that I mentioned earlier, we're opening up a cybersecurity opportunity for next year, as well as a nail technician program where seniors could take that first semester, and at the completion of that, they'll be able to sit for their boards and could get certified as a nail technician, and then be able to take that to a nail salon and get a job as a second semester senior making a very respectable hourly wage. So lots of opportunities. We continue to look for, you know, the industry trends, what our kids are interested in, and then working with Johnson County Community College just to leverage all that they have to offer, and they're right here in our backyard.
Excellent. I want to thank Cameron for coming and sharing his story, and we wish you the absolute best of luck in the program. You sound like you're just thriving. So
yeah, thank you.
Congratulations and thanks for your time. And Adam, thank you for all the work, especially in this really challenging time. Blue Valley's continuing to add programs to give even more opportunities to students. And what an exciting time for Blue Valley. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Thanks for listening. Again, this is the Blue Valley Podcast. This is Kelly Ott, and I'm the Executive Director of Curriculum Instruction. We'll be back with more episodes of the Learning Connection, where we'll dive deeper into topics related to teaching and learning in Blue Valley. Take care.